This is KUOW News. Good morning, I'm Lisa Brooks. School bus drivers in Seattle say they're close to striking after talks broke down with the contractor that employs them. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, more than 27,000 Seattle Public Schools students depend on the yellow buses to get to school.
The company First Student provides bus transportation for Seattle School District. Drivers unionized last spring and joined the Teamsters Local 174. Teamsters spokesman Michael Gonzalez says negotiations have been going on for 8 months. Healthcare coverage is the main sticking point, and Gonzalez says the company's latest offer is unacceptable.
The problem with that healthcare plan is the cost of the healthcare plan to the employees was so burdensome that none of them would have been able to sign up for it. As an example, anybody that had a family plan would probably have been paying an average of about 52% of their income a week in order to cover themselves and their families.
A First Student spokeswoman provided a written statement that says the company is continuing to negotiate in good faith and is confident it will reach an agreement with its bus drivers. A statement from Seattle Public Schools, meanwhile, says the district's contract with First Student requires the company to provide replacement drivers in the event of a strike. First Student and the union are scheduled to go back to the table late next week. Relations between Seattle school bus drivers and management have been rocky for years. Shortly before drivers unionized last spring, the National Labor Relations Board found that First Student had engaged in unfair labor practices in trying to quash workers' organizing efforts. Gonzalez with the Teamsters says the union is taking advantage of the school district's midwinter break this week to get its message out and give families a chance to organize alternate transportation. He says bus drivers have already authorized a strike, so it could happen as soon as this week. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.